Okay, Mayor Glenn Robertson in the house. And I just want to say, you know, the citizens' comments thing is on the front burner. And, you know, I said when you were coming up that you had a mouthful ready to spit it out. And, you know, I mean, you know, and you so graciously offered me a PR job. But anyway, I'm just really kind of inflamed with some of the things that I heard last night. Now, you know, let me just tell you from a viewer standpoint what I'm thinking. This is what I saw. I saw the city council sitting there making an effort to interface with the public and reach out and weigh alternatives and try and come up with a workable formula for the citizens' comments. Was I hallucinating? This is a yes or no question.
No, you wasn't.
Okay. I also saw Michael Ward and a lot of these other people, you know, Burley Owen, Bill Curnow, making an effort to try and be extremely civil.
Yes.
And try and make a case for their concerns and try and come up with a workable situation because they are passionate about our community, yes?
Correct.
So they were making responsible, well thought out comments.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
Now the thing is, then you get to this walk-up comment section, and this is what the concern from the council is about, correct?
Correct.
Because people come up and just, you know, start talking about stuff, and you guys can't respond.
Exactly.
Okay, I mean, you can't respond directly to that person in response to a question or ask them questions or rebut anything.
If they're not speaking on a topic that's on the agenda, we cannot respond at all.
Okay. This lady, Debbie Bartholomew, is the first rattle out of the citizen comment box of the walk-up. She stands up in front of the camera on Channel 2 after everyone else has tried to lay all this groundwork and makes a broad accusation that Sam Medina has committed a felony.
Right.
Now, I thought that the end of
and
your
to
gavel...
to be clear, charges have not been filed.
They have not been
against
no.
him.
No. But and then we get this long drawn out conspiracy theory. I thought Michael Ward was going to soil herself, and all these other people are making an effort, and then this person gets up and libels herself and slanders Sam Medina. I'm not, you know, and it's just that's exactly why she just made herself the poster child for the argument. And you know, I just you know, when you said this is garbage, right on. Anyway, take it away.
Well, you know, it, and you summed it up well. We were dealing with a situation that we've dealt with for way too long. It's taken up too much of our time as a council. We've got serious issues to deal with, and we were really working, trying to come up with a compromise that everybody could live with. There is a group of about 12 to 15 people that are very, very passionate about speaking to the city council at every council meeting. They want to still be able to do that. They want to be aired on TV. We're trying to find a way to make sure we can do that without hurting the meeting. But we cannot have situations like we had last night with Ms. Bartholomew. She crossed the line one more time. She does it repeatedly. And we're going to have to come up with a solution. I think what we came to last night is going to be an improvement. If we have folks like Ms. Bartholomew continue to come and continue to cross the line, then I'm going to start gaveling them down and ask them to either please sit down. And if they won't, we'll ask them to leave the room.
Okay, Laura, this is.
You can do that. You can respond.
I can, and I never have because, you know, we want to listen to citizens, mm-hmm. and we don't want to discourage it, but there has to be a line there, and it was definitely crossed.
You know what? I had an idea. I thought we should maybe get people to volunteer for this role so we save bucks from the city taxpayer. I think that we ought to have volunteer bouncers. I think we should have citizen bouncers. What do you think?
Well, you know, like I say, this doesn't happen all the time, and it's a rare occurrence. But when it happens, we'll handle it and try to keep some proper decorum in those meetings.
Is there any way to, if you want to speak to the city council, you know, go through the proper channels
right.
to sign up in advance? And then could the public comment section, could that be turned into an in writing only that goes to all of you?
You know, there's been a lot of discussion of that. What I've been trying to do for about a month and a half is keep us from getting too rigid, because the situation was getting out of hand. I was hearing rumblings from the council that, oh, you got to do something. This is bad. This is bad. And I was afraid that we were headed back to morning meetings, limited citizens' comments, you know, really some draconian rules. So I decided that it was probably time to try to come up with a compromise.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:16. Mayor Glenn Robertson in the house. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. On Friday, welcome to the weekend. Mayor Glenn Robertson in the house. Had the city council meeting last night. Had a little bit of fireworks on Channel 2. I was puckered up pretty good. Now, you know, the
seriously.
Yeah, I was. Okay. I was
very angry. Uh-huh. I was very, very angry.
Yes.
at some of the things that were said in citizen comments.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, before we go on, I wanted to throw a business proposition at the mayor.
Uh-oh.
I'm bracing myself as we speak.
All right. Now here's the deal. You have a lady that gets up and accuses somebody that hadn't even ever been charged yet, and accuses him and says a felony, and says the whole premise is that people see things on Channel 2 during citizens' comments and you can't rebut. Now, Mr. Gutierrez says that they have the right to say whatever they want to say. Okay? I mean, Isidro. You know, he got up there in citizens' comments and later said,
he was my second poster child for why we need to control citizens' comments.
If somebody wants to say that, you know, and I get it, you know, but the whole thing is what these people do not understand is they could be and are and can be held accountable.
Correct.
By law. Now, why
if what they say is not true.
Now, why
right?
would somebody that, you know, is in the position to sink somebody's battleship and suck them down the pipe via a judgment or a lawsuit for libel slander want to sue somebody that has nothing?
Exactly.
I mean, what's the point?
Well, there's no point. And it's, you know, it's a tough situation. We're going to get through it. We don't like what we're seeing. But, and Laura, you propped it up exactly right. I mean, if you hadn't been watching our meetings, you might think that I had put this woman up as a shield, because it's so unrealistic, yeah, the stuff that they come and say
when,
and do.
When I told Laura about this morning, she goes, was she a setup?
Yeah.
to prove a point?
But, you know, this lady speaks to us at every city council meeting that we have. She accuses people of stealing her dead mother's body in a conspiracy between the city officials and a local hospital, and it goes downhill from there, and she really crossed the line.
Well, here's my business proposition. First of all, we're going to have your ratings on Channel 2 are probably going to go through there, because people actually want to see really is somebody really that dumb to say that? Yes, they are. Number two, what I think we should do is we should start some sort of like advertising agency that is exclusive to Channel 2. And we could actually sell ads. Do you think we could work? Could we get that on the agenda for next time? I'll come and speak.
You know, I will tell you, as controversial as some of our meetings have been this last 18 months, you may have a valid point.
But oh, I'm telling you.
I will tell you, I think there's
it's
a concerted
flipping gold mine.
There's a concerted effort right now by this entire council to get things like this calmed down. To where, like I said, we've got to get back to where we can conduct a citizen's business in a much better, more professional environment. That's all we're trying
to do. So there was a decision made last night for new guidelines.
Correct.
What are those guidelines?
Well, we're going to allow people to sign up now 75 hours in advance instead of about 7 days. And that gives them the time to be able to look at the agenda, know what we're going to discuss. They will speak at the first of the meeting. Then we're going to allow people to sign up the night of the meeting. And if they sign up for something that's on the agenda, we're going to put them up in the front portion of the meeting like we currently do. And we'll air all that on TV in its entirety. The folks that come up that sign up and want to speak off topic, want to speak about something that's not on the agenda, they just want to get something off their chest, they want to complain about potholes or their missing dead mother, we're going to put them at the end of the meeting. after we've conducted the rest of the business. And we will go ahead and put that stuff on Channel 2, but there will be a disclaimer at the bottom that these speakers do not represent the opinion of the city council, or, and in some cases, they may not be representing facts.
You know, and to the people that actually made a sincere, concerted effort, you know, I applaud you for, you know, trying to go in and be civil mm-hmm. and make your case. And sure. I'm so sorry that we've got a handful of people that, you know, just, I mean, kill the whole deal for you.
Yeah. But you know, that's probably true everywhere.
It is.
Every city council
and I'll tell
deals
you,
with this.
I've received emails from people that you would think were otherwise well-adjusted, normal folks that have just came unglued in attacking emails and just, I mean, truly over the top, kind of like what Isidro's been doing. But, there's one lady that's done it perfect. It's a Ms. Cortez. She sent me probably 4 emails, and every one of them's been very professional, very calm. Please consider this. Please consider that. She got up last night, did the same thing. Before I could get home last night, I had an email from her thanking us for listening to her mm-hmm. and for reaching a compromise. And this is a lady that gets it and understands that's how you get things done at City Hall. That, you know, attacking is not a very good tactic.
Yeah. Interesting that, you know, Mr. Klein is District 3, and he is not running for re-election. But inside source, little bird that was sitting out in the peanut gallery let me know last night via text that one of the speakers had actually picked up a filing form. And we'll probably see one of those people, or it's the probability of seeing one of those people running for place 3 on the city council may happen.
May happen.
Hey, man, this is America. We'll be back with Mayor Glenn Robertson in just a couple of minutes. Good morning. Good morning. Don't forget you can submit your Throwback Thursday photo. Go to KFYO.com. You got an oldie but a goodie you might need a little bit of tune-up on, like retouching. KK's Video's got this thing, or KK's Corner's got this thing going on with KFYO. Go to KFYO.com. Mayor Glenn Robertson is in the house at 739. Go to the phone, 770-5790. Isidro Gutierrez, you are on.
Hey, good morning, everybody there at the KFYO, and good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Isidro.
Got some questions and comments for you this morning.
Great.
Mr. Mayor, you recall not long ago, before the citizen comment controversy, I approached you at the City Hall, and I said, I'm 100% with you, Mr. Mayor. Do you recall that?
Yeah, but I'm not sure which subject you're talking about.
No, I just said I'm 100% in your, with you on all issues, and I support you. Do you recall that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, great. So the only thing that you and I disagree upon, then, is the your position on the citizen comments, and it's the only thing, right?
Well, I don't know, because if that's the case, Isidro, if there's only one thing that you and I disagree on, I think one of us is probably lying.
Uh-oh.
Just never found anybody that agreed with me completely on everything. So I'm not saying you're a liar, Isidro, and I meant that kind of tongue in cheek. But, you know, I think that for the most part, we probably do agree on a lot of issues.
Well, Mr. Mayor, when you ran against Tom Martin, and I think that you're running for re-election again, you had some public debates with him on TV, didn't you? How many did you have? Do you recall?
No, I do not.
It was one or two. When you run for re-election again, are you willing to have some public debates on TV, newspaper, forums, at auditoriums, and what have you?
Isidro, I tell you, I've been set up so many times in my life, this is almost enjoyable. You know, I am going to run for re-election if I have an opponent, and at this time nobody has indicated. But if and when I have an opponent, depending on who the opponent is, I will consider having debates. If it's somebody that is not a legitimate opponent, that would truly be a waste of time and effort, then I probably would not.
Well, you mentioned earlier today that I said something last night that was over the top. So what was that one thing that I said that was over the top, in your opinion?
You know, Isidro, I don't know that it's exactly what you say, but it's how you approach the council and how you say it. You know, I will tell you, I respect the right, the fact that you have a right to say what you want to. But you know, when you come to the council and it's a talking down to and a preaching to, it's typically counterproductive to what you're actually trying to achieve.
Well, I think that I probably did get your attention. I noticed that one of the provisions on the new rules is that there is no 1 hour limit. I think that's good.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we'll give you credit for everything that happened to Cedro last night, and I just appreciate your help and you're solving the problem for us.
Happy to help. Now, of course, placing the show ups at the end of the city council meeting, which is the end, is unpredictable as to what time is going to happen. So you essentially have eliminated the people who come in to sign up at on the day of the council meeting. That's essentially the effect of your new policy. Is that a pretty fair assessment in your view?
Well, I think it's too early to determine that. We'll have to see how this works.
Hey, right now I'm going to have to take a break, Cedro. If you want to hang, if you got some more questions for the mayor, we'll let you continue. Right now, 7:42. Good morning. Good morning, 7:47. Collins and Mack, Mayor Glenn Robertson in the house. We are talking post city council on the line. You, Cedro Gutierrez. Go ahead, man. You have some more questions for the mayor.
You know, you said questions or comments.
Yes, anyway. Questions, comments, whatever.
Yeah, I was just wanted to point out to the mayor that in this, you know, short little visit that we had this morning on the 790, it's who was using abusive and abrasive language in this conversation, that's right.
I don't think anybody is.
You didn't think that calling someone a liar and saying that they're over the top and that worthy of the voters' consideration? You don't think
Whoa. Nobody called anybody a liar. He was just kind of tongue in cheek.
He was not calling you a liar.
He said he was not calling you a liar. Basically, what he said is the only thing that he would agree on or didn't agree on was, you know, on something like that was who would be lying. In other words, that was a joke.
Well, I got a good chuckle out of it.
Good. Cedro, I think the whole point, this isn't personal, and it should never be allowed to get down to a personal level. We've got the city's business to run down there. We have to take it seriously. And you know, sometimes we have to make tough decisions that upset citizens, but that's part of the job. And if you're not willing to, you know, make those tough decisions, then it's probably the wrong job for you.
Well, I agree that the city business is very important, but see, where you and I disagree is that I think that citizen comments are just as important as any agenda item. It's what I believe, and that's where we part ways.
You know,
let me respond to that, because, Cedro, I think you're making an assumption that you can't make, and it's pretty obvious if you'd let me finish my sentence, Cedro, it's pretty obvious that you haven't listened to what I've said over the last several months, is that we have to find a balance between listening to citizens and conducting the business, because they're both equally important. So, you know, I understand that you've taken this personally and you want to get into an argument this morning, but I'm not going to argue with you, Cedro. If we have to disagree, that's okay. This isn't personal. This is just business that we're going to try to get through.
Hey,
well, I want to assure you that it is not personal, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, I just have a comment, and this is something when I watch this, because, Cedro, I watch Channel 2, and I know the mayor chastises me in jest and says, wow, you don't have a life? But, you know, I'm interested in what people say. And, you know, but I am lured into Channel 2 by the dynamic production techniques and the cinematography. It's awesome. But this is one thing that I see over and over and over and over. And Bill Kernow last night in the comments made reference to this. You know, there is an obstruction to the element of the business meeting of this when you have, you know, 12 people that are essentially saying the same thing. What I'm throwing out there is this. It's a council meeting, but the thing is, in my opinion, if people want to have citizen comments, and I agree people should be able to say something, I think people need to realize and understand that they are, can, and will be held accountable for things that they say if they are not true. Like, for instance, last night, this lady steps up and just, man, she rained on everybody's parade. You know, yeah, she was Hold on. I think what we ought to do is totally separate, you know, stuff that's not on the agenda in another forum, in a different meeting, because it does become so, it's a circus. And it is counterproductive. And let me tell you something, man. I'm a business person, a small business person, and I own another business. And my thing is there is no way that I would have time to interject that kind of energy fielding all these foul balls, you know, that aren't relevant to the agenda of the business. I mean, it would be totally unfocusing to me. And there's no way I can even get my taxes paid on the 20th.
The point that I was making last night, and I'll repeat it here this morning, is that if you just ignore that one person instead of trying to penalize the whole community, that it nothing would come of it. It would disappear.
What part of the new policy do you not agree with?
Well, if you go in there on the day of the city council meeting and you sign up, you're going to go at the end of the meeting. No one knows what time the meeting ends. Mm-hmm. That meeting could end at 9, it could end at 10.
The shadow knows.
Yeah, there's just no way to predict. And what? So therefore, you essentially are eliminating the sign up on the day of the council meeting. That's the only thing that I disagree with.
Well, that's only half true, because if you sign up that night and it's an agenda item, you will still speak at the beginning of the meeting.
I apologize. I did not understand that provision of the policy.
Hey, Isidro, I don't mean to cut you off, man, but we have to get to Citizens Task Force coming up next, okay? But thanks for your call. I appreciate
it. Good to visit with you guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you
calling.
Later. Bye. Hey, good morning. It's 7:52. We'll be back. Seven 56 KFYO, Tom and Laura in the house. Mayor Glenn Robertson post city council meeting last night. Hey, if you missed the fireworks, feel to watch the reruns on Channel 2. They're soon to be in syndication. Mayor, we do have some stuff on LPNL with the Citizens right. Task Force. That was a biggie last night, and we're just now getting to it, but bring it on.
Well, and I want to say very quickly, that's the problem with where we're at. We spent the majority of our time last night having the debate about citizens' comments. We spent the majority of this show talking about citizens' comments, when the biggest issue we had last night was forming this task force to really try to solve some big problems that we've got with communication between one department of the city and the rest of the city. We did form a task force of myself, the chairman of the LPNL board. I will pick a EUB member. He will pick an EUB member, and we'll both pick a council member. So we're going to end up with six folks. Our task is to find out what is the problem. We have worked and worked and worked trying to get staff working with each other. We get everybody in a room. We all have the come to Jesus meeting, and everybody agrees we're going to put all this behind us and we're going to go forward. And then the next day we'll have the same problems come up. So Mr. Taylor and I decided that we need to try to lead the effort of finding out what policies we have. What's part of the structure, everything, what's causing these problems? Why can we not get this stuff behind us to where we can really concentrate on 2019? And it's going to be a tough task for this task force to take, but we have to do it. We need to look at it and make recommendations back to the council of what we can do to move forward.
So, I mean, do you kind of feel that there's still a lot of unresolved issues at LPNL?
Oh, yes. It's an amazing amount, but we just got to figure out what's causing them.
Yeah. We need to elevate our status. We need to say what we need to say what we're going to do and do what we say. You know, in other words, we can't say that we're first in service and number two in the business. You know what I mean?
Well, like I say, we're going to address the issues, and I think this is a good first step.
All right, Mayor
good
Glenn
luck
Robertson.
To that committee.
Thank you.
7:59. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day. It is a chilly 15 degrees. Wind's kicking up just a little bit. Burr. Air makes your hair stand up on the back of your neck. You know what I mean?